Could you start telling me about your link with Acorn Bank?
Yes, certainly. We've lived in Langwathby since retirement for the last 25 years or so. And we've been National Trust members, well, 40 odd years, I think. So we've often visited Acorn Bank, lovely place. And like many other people, we particularly like to see the fantastic display of snowdrops below the house and along the river, along Crowdundle Beck at the beginning of the year. And then we like to go back again when all the daffodils are out. That's pretty spectacular. But we do go at other times, and nowadays, since they've developed the orchards, you know, there's a lovely show of apple blossom now, sort of a bit later in the year, early summer. And I think it was June this year, went with some members of the family, and we were very impressed by the banks of the wild garlic, which again, quite spectacular along the riverside there. We also like to go to the herb garden, because I think that's such an amazing collection, and it's interesting to look at the different plants and what they do, you know, medicinally or in a culinary use. Then of course there's the autumn colours, and going on to art, I've always been interested in art, and I'm sort of on the lookout for subjects to paint, you know, when we're going around, particularly in this area. I didn't find a lot of time for painting when I was at work, it was so full on, but we retired here, I think I said 25 years ago, thought, what should we do? Well, it didn't take long actually to get involved in all sorts of things, but I thought that this is the opportunity really to do a bit more art. So I actually joined an art class that met in one of the rooms at Acorn Bank, and it was led by a local artist called Peter Little, who was quite a character, and a well-known local artist. And we did, part of the time, we did actually go out into the grounds and do sketching. More recently, I started to work in pastels, and visiting Acorn Bank one autumn, I think it was about 6 years ago, I was particularly taken by the walk alongside Crowdundle Beck, and the colours and the general atmosphere. So in this painting, I tried to capture the special atmosphere of the place. So it's not a photographic representation, if you like, but I use the photographs really, you know, to remember where trees were and things like that. But it's really an atmospheric painting. And I suppose the atmosphere there comes really from the mix of the woodland and the water, not just the beck, but also the various pools and so on. And really the long history, you feel there's a long history to the area, which of course is shown in the mill and the mill race. So I'm hoping that that painting really does capture some of the atmosphere around Crowdundle Beck.
It's a very beautiful painting.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Can you describe to me the sort of flora and fauna that you've got in that?
It's trees, water, shrubs, you know, and obviously the colour of the leaves, really, but it's also the quality of the light, I think. Trying to, as I say, it's not a photographic representation, but trying to capture There is a bit of mystery about the area, I think, so I'm trying to capture that in the painting.
And have you, you say you've been visiting for about 25 years, have you noticed any change, you know, from what's growing there, the wildlife, anything like that?
Well, yes, I mean, I think it has changed quite a bit along the bank. I think obviously trees die and they've fallen down and been left, which I think wasn't the case when we first visited. Acorn Bank itself has been, you know, I mentioned the orchards. I think that's really just over comparatively recent years that's been part of the development. Mm-hmm. But we have been round the house. I mean, it isn't the main attraction, is it? The contents of the house, because it's empty. But it's still nice to go around and think about. Was it Dorothy Ratcliffe? Was the name of the lady that used to live there and write books?
That's it. Yeah. And how do you think your art has connected you more to the natural environment and the Beck?
I suppose you tend to look closely at things, you know, if you're thinking, well, you might be doing a painting. it's difficult to say, really. I mean, I do paint quite a lot of scenes sort of in the Lake District, you know, and it tends to be water and trees and mountains, whatever.
What do you particularly like about water being the subject?
I suppose, again, it's the light, isn't it? Reflections. Fairly recently I painted a picture based on the autumn colours on Buttermere, you know, where they get absolutely fantastic colours. This was last autumn, and the reflections, you know, enhance that.
Mm-hmm. And that your painting is the autumn.
Mm.
Was there any particular reason you chose autumn, or was it just happened to be?
I think, you know, with it's partly the colour, you know, is obviously more rather than just green. You've got colours, which is good. Autumn is a very special time, I think.
And you said you were trying to capture the atmosphere.
Mm.
Could you describe that atmosphere to me? How do you feel when you go down there?
I think it's a bit mysterious. trying to capture that, really.
Yeah. Got a lot of history to it.
Well, there is, yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about your visits or your link with the river or Acorn Bank? Anything you'd...
No, I think that's it, really.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.